Yesterday we discussed Shalomim and explained the din of Malkiyot. We had two Asayim, Beis Halevi, Yizik Rav Chaim, and we were stuck with the pshat in the difference between Misa and Mamai. Why is it that when it comes to Mamai, what are we doing? We say, when it comes to Mamai, we say that they say half, they split it. When it comes to Misa, we give each one the whole thing. How is that consistent? Either the rule should be give each one the whole thing, or the rule should be give each one half. Well, why is it that by Misa we give the whole, and by Mamai we give half? So we said, the first thing we have to declare is what is the Svarah Chitzayna? What is the simple Svarah? What is just the Svarah Chitzayna? Should Mamai be split or should Mamai not be split? That's the question. That Mechayra should depend. If you learn that Mamin is a Naveira because you did an Ablat Yachavra, it's a Benom Machaveri type of Aveira. You did an Ablat Yachavra. So then it makes sense to split it, that it depends that Yachavra should get paid a certain amount of money. It makes sense that the Svara would be to split it. If it's a Benom Machaveri thing, then it makes sense. However, if you'll say it's a Ben Odom Lamokim Dikaveira, that the punishment is because you did an Ablat to the Rabbi Shalom, then what does it have to do with how much the person is getting paid? It should depend totally on the Yiddish of the person who did the Aveira. He should get the same Aveira no matter how many witnesses there are.
As we look at it, I mean, the security officer tell you whether you look at the Nidrein or you look at the one who's made the
payment. That's the same thing.
Why
did you do that before? Well, if the Aveira you did Tachanish Baruch, that you went to bed and you did such a thing, so why should I pay less because there were three A's instead of two A's? Well, why should there be a difference? Yeah, it was the same app. So Reb Chaim in Bava Kama says that Eidim Zayimimim is a Ben Adlam Akim Bikidim. Not because of the Abba Yadithi of friend. It's Ben Adlam Akim. Okay? It brings a beautiful riot. If you kill somebody, if you give someone schema, so a person gets chenek. Now killing somebody, pashtus, is another machaveira. Right? If you give someone skila, you get chenek. That means if you kill somebody else, so your einish is an einish of chenek. And yet, if you're eidim zaynimin to give someone skila, zaynimin gets skila. You get a worse einish. Now, if you're going to learn that eidim zaynimin is made other machaveira, then if I kill the person with skila, I get chenek. So then, logically, if I try to kill him with zaynimin, my avla is a similar avla, then it gets less, but it's not more. So why do I get a bigger Eidish? The fact that I get a bigger Eidish would seem to indicate that I'm doing something more. That is, this aveira of coming into Bezdin and corrupting Bezdin by Eidus and Bezdin. But the Gemara seems to say that you can't do that. That's built in. That's normal like Hashem. There's a concept. There's a concept, yeah. Why don't you just bring a right to the time? It wasn't kind. It's already right. But there is there in there. We're going to see that the Ramban is not as big. The Kashos is not as big as Kashos is on there. The Ramban will have, we'll get to it. Okay, at any rate, this is Reb Chaim. So it comes out, we know what Reb Chaim says, and we know he's not to, that means that the Svarah Chitzayna is that it's an Abba to the Rebbeinu Shalom. If it's an Abba to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so then the fact that Misa, each one gets Misa, is fine. But the question of why you split the mum in, that needs fully to have. So the Bichas Avram on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, he says one nekuda, which I think is helpful and would answer the question. So the nekuda he says is that the punishment of Eidim Zaynanin is a punishment on the cat, not on the individual. But by Eidim Zaynanin is a din in this chevrasha, this group of witnesses. This group of witnesses is looked as one defendant, You look at it as one defendant. And this one defendant gets the punishment. So if you have two people that are one defendant, and the fact is they have to pay $1,000, so they have to come up with $1,000. I don't care if one pays $500 or one pays $900, one pays $100. Doesn't matter. This cock, the tzaddikin is on the cock. The cock has to pay $1,000. When it comes to Misa, same thing. This cock has a tzaddik of Misa. Now, in order to give Misa to the cock would have to both be killed. But not because we're giving two Misas. Not as if by mammon we're giving one mammon, and by nisa we're giving two nisa. We look at this cock as one entity. And this cock has to get nisa. This cock gets nisa. So they both pay, they both die. If this cock pays $1,000, so they pay $1,000. Because then the cock, it's not, the cock Adam didn't get nisa. This cock Adam has to get nisa. And the cock Adam has to get nisa. This has to come as cash. Very good. Marius Menani knew it. The Gemara asked, what about Malchus? Malchus, we have the Zerim that we discussed. Either Zerus or Kasu. Either Svar, that Malchus won the Zerim. But the Nakuda is, between Nisa and Mammon, it's a clear explanation. Malchus leaves a lot of room to clarify. Yeah, Nisa. But it's not accurate to say that the cock has got Nisa. You're right, the Malchus, the Gemara asked Menani Milli. In Malchus, in Malchus, you would have to still go back to what we discussed yesterday. Talk about it in a minute if you want. But all he's coming to explain is this is Nisa and Malchus. The thing that's sucked in on the cock, so by Nisa, it would end up that the whole cock has to get Nisa. The cock gets Nisa. And when it's a payment, the cock pays. So the cock pays. It just works out that way. That money is something that you can combine. So now we turn to Malchus. Now, if you want to go back to Malchus, we can go back to Malchus. So based on this, the cock gets Malchus. What does that mean? The cock gets Malchus. So therefore, what should happen? What do you mean? You should split the Malchus. You one of them should volunteer to get Malchus. Why isn't it enough for one of them to volunteer to get Malchus? Right. But your time should be enough. That's what it is. The prior yesterday said you can't split Malchus. You just give one person Malchus. Is that called the cat got Malchus?
I mean, so the whole time has to get.
The cock didn't get Malchus, one person got Malchus. Is that called that the cock got Malchus? That's the question. That's the question. Well, one person buy the other out.
You really have to have the
what?
You have to have the cock and then have Malchus.
You do that, you're
okay. You both have to have the cock right now. You can't start unless you make.
We can't stop by giving one person Malchus and one person that. But the half is not a Malchus, according to Rabbi. That's why we have to end up being a Malchus the whole, on each person. Right, so this is the nice way of looking at it that would at least that makes it the Dover HaMisdach. Right, so this is the rule of Mishalshin, which is an important rule. Now we get to the next Mishnah, which is probably a more important rule. And that is the definition of Eidim Zayin. Eino Eidim, that's in Zayin, in Ashi Yezim or Tachman. I'm running Mishnayis with one of my boys. I started the Masechta with this Mishnah. Very hard to start with old boy, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and I must explain it. You have to explain this Mishnah. This Mishnah teaches Zayin. So what do the words mean? Eino Eidim, that's in Ashi Yezim or Tachman. So they become our sex, because he's the previous assassin. So that's the first mark. Once they continue, something similar, that's the place where you don't get that. Achi Azimu Es Atman. What does it mean, Achi Azimu Es Atman? The language is Atman is a little strange. The top Taisvis Somebody asked me, what did the top sizes say any more than Rashi? The argument of Rashi. What? Tyson and I seem to be saying the same. So what is Tyson saying? It seems Tyson just wants to explain the language. What is the language actually? Azimu as Atman. That means Atman shall Aiden. Tyson explained. And that's right, and then I'll tell you, Mazim Atman shall Aiden case, right? Amu the Edom Anu the Ish Plaini Shahargas and Nefesh. Amu am Heyachatam Edom. Hashari Nerazai Hirinza Hayai Manawai Siyamimakim Plaini. It couldn't be. This murdered or this murderer was with us in a different place. Ain't able to say. What are they? What happened? Two witnesses say, we'll kill Shimon on Sunday in Brooklyn. And two other them say, what are you talking about? On Sunday we saw this murderer in California. So what do? They're called Aedis Lucheshes, it's a stira, tray to tray. Wait and say this way, wait and say that way. What do we do with tray to tray? We don't know who to believe, so it remains two against two, and that is Masufi. Tray to tray is what we call stake a derisa. We don't know what to do in the case of two witnesses against two witnesses. Okay. So that part is easy. That's the stabber. If you have two witnesses against two witnesses, you don't know who to believe. So listen to his explanation. This is the case of Zayin. We all know this case. Reuven and Shimon are able. They say that someone killed someone else. Maybe Yehuda walk in, they tell Reuven and Shimon, you were with us on that day in a different city, far away. And the Mela, you could not possibly have seen. So again, it's two against two. Two against two. These two say we were there, these two say you weren't there. So the halacha is, we believe the second pair of Eidim, then they're rugging up here. Why? Why do we believe the second pair any more than the first? Huh? That's what we understand? Is there any svara to it that we should believe the second pair more than the first? Might be. That hasn't.
Two against two.
What? If two against two, we believe the second two. Is there any start to that?
No.
So one way to look at it is they present the chiddush, and that's it. It's chiddush shechid shataira, and there are no two ways. But there is a svara. Why? Well, the first day then saying to the second day then, how could you say we will leave in California when we were actually in New York? I don't think this is what you mean, but the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos says it's a Svara, and the Ramban in Chumash says the same Svara and the Chinuch. The Ramban and the chinuch is here on the mitzvah of Eidim Zaynimin. It's mitzvah Tuf Kuf Kuf Dalet Pasha Shaitim. So he says, one minute, let's say two Eidim say Reuven killed Shimon, and two other Eidim say the first Eidim are not from people, they're not Shem Shabbos. So which pair of Eidim do we believe? Which pair of Eidim do we believe? We believe the second pair. We believe the second pair. And there's the svara. Why do we believe the second pair? Because the second, what do you have? You have tray to tray means two Eidim against two Eidim. When two Eidim say about the first Eidim that you're a Makal Shabbos, the first Eidim say we're not, that's not tray to tray. That's two Eidim against two Balei Dinim. When they're saying Eidim on the first two are the subject of the Eidim, then the first two are Balei Dinim. In a case where you have two witnesses against two bali dinim, the witnesses are believed. If two witnesses walk into bed, and they say, Reuben and Shimon were magic. Reuben and Shimon say, we were not. So we believe the second pair. We put the Torah believes these two witnesses. The Torah always believes two of them. The only right to bring is Eidim who's no, they're not Machal Shabbat. They don't betray the tray. Because the man, it's just his word against the Eidim. The Eidim are believed. Right? Eidim against the Baal Tavar. Eidim always believe. Which means that two Eidim walk into Besdin and they say about three people that these three people broke someone's window. They went together, lifted someone, broke a window. And the three say it's not true. So we believe the two or the three. We believe the two, because the two are Eidim. We believe witnesses. About Davar, the defendant, he's not a witness. If he says, I didn't break the window, it's about Davar. Even though you have two people say they broke the window, three people say they didn't, but if the three people are the people who are the defendants, defendants don't have a standing as witnesses in Bez. Which means that in order for the whole idea of Eidim to work, you have to accept that there's a category of Eidim and a category of Baal Eidim. You can start asking me, why is it that Baal Eidim are less believed than Eidim? But Lamaisa, that's for sure. In order for Bez to work, they are witnesses and they are Baal Eidim. Now witnesses are believed against Baal Dava. The name comes out, it's up to Rabbi like this. If two witnesses say Reuben killed Shimon, and now two more come, and they say Reuben couldn't have killed Shimon. Reuben was with us in a different city. So now you have two witnesses against two witnesses. Because the first two witnesses, they're not Baal Dava, they're not defendants. They're witnesses. They say Reuben killed Shimon. And two other Eidim say Reuben didn't kill Shimon. So that's witnesses against witnesses. So witnesses against witnesses, that we call Hakasha. And that we have no problem. Hakasha is trade and trade. However, when two witnesses say something about a defendant, in other words, the first two witnesses say Reuben killed Shimon. The second two witnesses say that the group of the first two witnesses was with us in a different city. Now the subject of that Haggadah's Eidus is the first two witnesses. That the subject of the Eidus, that Bali Dava, now the big Torah Besdin is, where were you on that day? The two witnesses say they were in a different city, and they claim they were here. So that's two Eidim against two Bali Dava. Because now these two witnesses are the subject of the Shaila, the Nidah of Besdin. The Nidah of Besdin is, where were these two witnesses? If that's the Shaila, you have two witnesses say they were in a different city. But they themselves say, doesn't have any Eidim. So that's the Svara why Eidim Zaynimin are believed against the people that they're not. Yes.
So why can't
why does every Hakasha have a Migo of Hazam? Why does every Hakasha have a Migo of Hazam? I think that we consider it, and Rishayim and Mr. Kashin, I think that it's considered that the witnesses are afraid to say, you were with us in a different place, because maybe they have witnesses wherever they were. That's such a far. I'm not sure if that's correct. I'll leave that. I'll try to follow up. But at any rate, getting back here, what do we say? Now that the Rambam Shita is that this is Svara. This Svara, I think, would be important. Maybe be a lot of Nafkaminas. Just thinking of a possible Nafkamina. What happens? I don't know anybody who talks about this. You know, I'm just suggesting it. What happens if two Eidim say, we saw Reuben kill Shimon? Right, we're in the Beis Medrash, and we saw Reuben kill Shimon. This is the state, this is the time. Now the Mazimim come, listen to what they say. They say it's true that you were in the Beis Medrash, but you were sleeping at the time. You couldn't have seen the living kill shiva. We saw you there. You were fast asleep. That Adam Zayman. They don't say Imanu Hayisam B'Makim Pliny. They're not saying Imanu Hayisam B'Makim Pliny. They're just saying that you were taka there. You were taka the place you claim you are. But you were sleeping, or you were otherwise indisposed. Couldn't have seen it. That's Zayman. Saying it is Zayman. It is Zayman. Did not say Imanu Hayisam B'Makim Pliny. It could be true that you weren't that Markin. And if it's Xeris HaKasu, so maybe you need Daki Manoiz and Markin Blay. Or a second Afkamina, the Rishash is Mesubik. What would be if two witnesses say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon in Yerushalayim on Sunday morning? And two other witnesses say, I don't know where you were Sunday morning. But you couldn't possibly have been in Yerushalayim Sunday morning, because Matzah Shabbos, I saw you in Babel. Manu Ayisem in Babel on Matzah Shabbos. And to travel from Matzah Shabbos to Yerushalayim takes more than, whatever, more than the number of hours that were required for you to see it. Which Mishnah? In which case? Oh, you mean the Gemara in the case of the Gamla Pircha? The Gemara's case of the Gamla Pircha. But it's the case of the Gamla Pircha. Gamla Pircha is just closer, but it's... Oh, you're right, it should be the Gemara's case. Take a look at the Rishash. Why is the Rishash
not?
I don't know, you have to take a look at the Rishash. One second. Oh, you're right, it's Gamla Pircha. Right, Ram Shikamara's case. So let's see. Like a very strange. Mechayim and Yerif Pashit, Shemhayu Baisim Makim Rachim Mea Makim Shem Yidin, Derech Marshal Beis Yadim, Yidin Yon Kari Dema Achar. Anyway, in parentheses, he said in Suda Gemara, what's the Rambam is much different. Very right. So what do we see from the Gemara? So that Gemara would fit if we say what? So this case, if they say you were in a different city 12 hours early, you couldn't have made it there. So according to the Rambam's explanation, what would be, according to the Rambam's chat, it would be Zayin, right? It's David that's saying it is on Dag Mut. If you look at the Xeris HaKasus, I suppose you could clarify how far is the limitation of the Xeris HaKasus? In fact, that the Rishash clears, well, that's the Fesh Gemara, I don't know why the Rishash clears, but okay. Lamaisa, that the Gemara certainly with the Rambam explanation makes, it follows the path. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Mafreik is Habayi and Rava. It's Eid Zaymein the Mafrei Ahu Nitzel, where Eid Zaymein Mekana Lahabahu Nitzel. I'll explain what that means. Let's say Eidus on Sunday. And then there's a Gemar Din by the end of the week, and on Thursday there's a Gemar Din. And on Friday, Eidim come and then Mazim, the witnesses who said Eidus on Sunday. So they're mazim them on Friday. Do the first pair of witnesses become possum l'mafreya from Sunday? Do you say eid zaymein l'mafreya hu nifsum, which is Abaye's opinion? Abaye says eid zaymein l'mafreya hu nifsum. He becomes possum, even though they made them more mazim them on Friday, but they become possum l'mafreya till Sunday. And the nafkamina is, if on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they said any other kind of eidus, Eidik Kedushin, Eidik Tzuba, you guys have to do it again. You're puzzled. And Rabba holds Eid Zaymein Mekanel Abar Nisro. No, they come on Friday, and they're mazim them, they become Zaymein from Friday and on. Now, what's more mistaver? What's more mistaver? Which way should they become? What? I half agree. I agree with half what you said. Right. What you're saying is what Robert said. Okay. Now, the Abaya said, Svara is, well, not very on this, but I think we would agree. Svara is, from when are you a liar? From the time you lie. Well, not very on this. So the Abaya said. Rava seems to agree that Svara is, well, not very on this. But Rava says, a Zaymim is Chidishu. A Zaymim is a Chidish. The whole concept of a Zaymim is a Chidish Atayra. Zaymim of Abaya, a Chidish. You can't say svaris to make a lemah prayer. The chiddush is that you believe the second pair at the expense of the first pair. So the chiddush starts from Friday when the chiddush came into bed. It doesn't go lemah prayer. So the Lecha Mishnah wants to suggest that Abaya and Rava are arguing my mission, what we're talking about, these two ways of learning a dynamism. If you say Ezraim is a Gzeres HaKasuv, that's Rav. Well, Svara is a Gzeres HaKasuv. Abaya maintains that it's a Svara. And that's the Mahalach of the period, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayim. That it's a Svara. The truth is that we paskin like Abaya. That's one of Yal Kagan. Right? You all know, I think, that we paskin Abaya in six places. Yod Ayin Lamed, Kuf Yimol Mem. So the Ayin of Yal Kagan is Ezraim Zayin. Right, Yud is Yishlamidah, and Ayin is Ezraim Zayin. Right, Lamed? So there we get the Lamed. Lashi. But anyway, we pass out Abaya, which fits well with the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, which means that we'll Nemanis a Svara, which fits in well with the Gamla Pirush case, and which would Lafaira mean that if the Eidim came and they said you were sleeping at the time, that would be an adequate case of Eidim Zayin, not saying one way either. As long as you say Eidim, it's about the Gufim, the Guf Shal Eidim, at Yizum or Atman, say something about the Guf Eidim, that would be good enough. According to Rava, right. I mean, if you're sleeping, they say sleeping. Question: the point to Rava, if they say sleeping, is that good enough? What do you need? Actually, zumu gufan shalei. Nachinami, because you may be right. In case of sleeping, so if you look at the first words of the Gemara, Menani Mili, Amarvada Damakra, Hine Eight Sheker, Eight Sheker Ona, Actually to Shaker gufan shalei. You're probably right. If you say he was sleeping, you ought to be Mishaker, the guf of the eight, guf of their guf. Was not capable of seeing it. Maybe right. So all is fine. Everything is very neat, I think. We have two mahalchim al chayra machleik yisam, and everything would be fine and good. There's one problem. That is a Rambam in Hilchus, a character says halacha beis. He brings down this thing. I don't know how many of you are accustomed to Frankel Rambam, the Maftechas in the back. There are Maftechas with Maramakaitis, a Sparim that talk about this. This Rambam, I'm not talking about the whole Rambam, just this one Nekuda of the Rambam. Those of you who look at Maftechas, you got like a whole column plus a little of just a list of Maramakaitis that talk about this Rambam. I did not quite finish all the Maramakaitis yet, but I'll tell you the Rambam. I've never seen a list like this. Listen to the Rambam. Halacha Beis. He brings down our Mishnah. But he says the case, he seems to say the following. You have a case of Aden. We need names again. Reuben and Shimon are the first two Aden. And then they say there's a Ritzayach and a Nirzach. So, two Aden come into Bezin, and they say that the Ritzayach killed the Nirzach. Okay? Two other Edom come. Now listen carefully. You say, how could you say that Sunday morning in Brooklyn you saw the Ritzach were killed in Yitzhak, on Sunday morning, you, Reuven and Shimon, and the Ritzach, and the Yitzhak, all of you, were with us in California. So what do they do? They're doing two things. They're saying, Eidus about the proof of the Eidim, that you were with us in a different place, and that the Ritzach and the Nirzach were also with us in a different place, which is, would be a case of Hakasha. Okay? Again, if they would just say that Eidim were with us somewhere else, that would be a case of Eidim Zayim. If they would just say the Ritzach and the Nirzach were with us somewhere else, that would be a case of Hakasha, trade and trade. What happens if they say both? They say the Eidim and the Ritzach and the Nirzach, all of you were with us in a different place. Is that Zaynim in? Or is that a caution? What?
Cancel each other out.
Do they cancel each other out? Or do we say, Zaynim in? You're saying the Kof of the Eidim, so we're in a different city.
Well,
a caution of Pasha cancel out. Be done. Once, maybe, but no, that's not how we stop. I'll tell you why. What? What?
Why don't we say Hagina Dibura?
You should say what? That, the rule is we don't say Pagina Dibura on something and anything that someone is eligible to say in bed. We don't arbitrarily split a person's aid. We only say Pagina Dibura on words that a man has no right to say in bed. Even if he says about himself. Somebody says, someone lent me money for ribbons. You say Pagina. You can't say it's about yourself.
But also some other person.
Yeah, then Rachinami, that's not. Then there'll be no shy. Why doesn't that make sense? And it does. That would be enough to save the Ritzach from being killed. If the Gemara did, two Eidim come in, they say the Ritzach is with us in a different city, it's enough to save the life of the Ritzach. Yes, trade for trade. We wouldn't come to the Ritzach. No, it would be trade for trade. No, certainly, it would be Eidim Kasha. Right? Even when they're taking him out. If they don't come to bed, they run after them and they call them back. Yeah. So therefore, what should happen?
They
take the mind of the Spurs and
the Spurs
are in them.
The
Spurs are in
them and
you can have to be with them. There is them. So you're saying the Spurs, they should be Zayman.
Why not?
Why not? You have to argue with that. He doesn't agree with that.
The Spurs say only needs to be a Spurs and a
you have, you know, it's the truth is.
Why does one have? Why does one have to say that you
can't do that? You can't do that. You can't do. So you hear, you know, this is a question which you have to digest before you can analyze it. Before you can come to a decision, you have to analyze the Shaila. You have Eidim that were both Mazim the first pair and Makish the first pair. Question is, Al-Tisfara, what is that? Is that Zaymin or is that Eidim Bukhash? That's the question. Now, I would understand the pashtus is that it's still Zaynim. And Yenison was arguing with me downstairs too. And I told him, I'll tell you a simple marshal. Let's say, you say one person could beat up someone else with his left hand tied behind his back. Right? Just with his right hand alone, he could beat up the other person. That's Zaynim, right? Zaynim could beat up the first pair just like that. Now you'll say, well, when you untie the left hand, and now he can fight with his right hand and his left hand. The left hand is weaker. Now, can he still beat up those people? It's ridiculous, Shiloh. If he can beat up with his right hand, the left hand doesn't make it work. So if he can beat him up By being Zaynanin, if I say you're Zaynanin, I win. So if I say you're both Zaynanin and Mukashim, so you're right, Mukashim is like the left hand, the Shvakatayim. But what? The Rama's case sounds like altogether.
The
Shvakatayim is the first pair, too. Viwi Machet and Elu Kalayim. It's a very good question. It's a good question. If another pair came, I think that there might be something told in how you do it. It might be told that. Doesn't make that question another thing. You see, greatly believed in another person. Totally different case if you totally believe. Yeah. Ezra question is believed. Even in this case, it's a totally different case if you believe. But just in this case, maybe it's just. Alright, so just not to keep you in suspense, I'll tell you what the Rambam says, and we'll come back to it on Sunday. The Rambam says, Harizah Kosha. However, the Lecha Mishnah says it's a Pelah. The Torah says it's a Zom. Now, if you read the Rambam, you may have kindness to me, which would be fine. But there are a list of Ma'am of kindness on this. There's an Arif Liner here on the Mishnah, goes on this Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah. And there's an Asibis Lama Tesa Aleph. And then there's a Stifler in Sanhedrin Simachet. I think from the three of them, we'll see that it's a big problem. Because there's no one clear answer, except maybe the Nesivis. But there's a lot to tumble about. You have a lot of work cut out for you. Sunday I'd like to start the Gemara as well. So